camera time. All right, are we ready, guys?
Yep.
Yeah, I love it.
We now call to order this meeting on October 29th, 2024 of the Winchester Town Advisory Board. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty, we'll go around and introduce ourselves. We'll start here to the far right.
My name's Chris Hooper.
And I'm Dorothy Gold.
I'm Christian Barneon.
I'm Mallory Cristales.
And I am April Mensch.
Oh, from
who are we missing? Oh, sorry.
Nairia Gullion Plant.
Sorry. All right, next we'll move on to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please stand, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board. Next, do we have any public comment? All right. Next, we will move on to the approval of minutes for October 8th, 2024. Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we have approval of the agenda for today, October 29th, 2024.
Motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Next, we'll move on to informational items. Do we have any informational items?
Yes, Chair. We have Day of the Dead being hosted here at Winchester Friday and Saturday. I encourage everyone to attend. It's very, very fun. And just a reminder to vote. Clark County Voting Day is on Tuesday. We have early voting going through next week. And that is it for now. Thank you.
Excellent. Next, we'll move on to the planning and zoning. We'll start with item one, UC-24-0512-Cannon Properties LLC, a use permit for a vehicle paint body shot. Design review for new accessory structures in conjunction with a proposed vehicle paint body shop on 1.15 acres in a commercial general zone, generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway, 100 feet north of Sand Hill Road within Winchester. Do we have our applicant here?
Yes.
You want to
come on up and tell us about your project. Please state, and it will need you to state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record.
My name is Moises Montes.
And we need your address and last spell your last name, please.
The address is 3738 Boulder Highway. My name is my
spell
address.
Your address.
Oh, my address.
Yes.
It's
it could be his address. Or
that's
the
fine. Yes. Oh, that's okay. Fine. Yeah. And can you just spell your last name for the record, please?
Montes.
Excellent. Thank you.
So we have the application. We have the letter, and we have photos of the landscaping. We had landscaping. Here's the photos, and we have a photo of the building, the metal building we're talking about.
You want to see the pictures?
So let us, can you explain to us what you're doing?
We're doing body work and paint.
And you're applying for accessory structures?
Yes. So same books.
English, or can he speak Spanish?
The last game,
you know?
Someone needs to translate.
Okay.
We add the trees here.
Shall we move to questions from the general public? All right, guys, do you guys have questions? Did we have any questions from the general public? Because it sounds like you're just showing us the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. No questions.
No.
Now
So is this something that's existing and you're just adding to it?
Yes.
So it's an existing auto body?
Mm-hmm.
And you're adding a paint... paint and body shop, so you're adding to it so that you can get more cars in there? Is that what I'm understanding?
No, we add the trees because the motorhomes, it's too close to the property. So we, with Clark County, ask us for to add trees.
Real quick, si se le hace más fácil en español, nosotros lo traducimos.
Puedo hablar.
Yeah.
Sí.
Yeah, eso puede ser más fácil. Okay.
Yeah. So you guys ask for add trees, so we add trees, so make like a wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
So they can from this. Motorhomes, they cannot see it through the property.
It's to help with the visibility and maybe with the noise. Is there noise? Not so much.
I don't think so. The noise, because it's 205 feet separate from the motorhomes to the main building where we do all the bodywork. Because all the bodywork we're doing here, and the homes is here, the motorhomes is here. So it's from here to the property line is 205 feet.
Okay.
And we do all the bodywork and the main building.
So where does Sand Hill come out? Is this on the Sand Hill going out onto Boulder Highway, where Sand Hill kind of is on an angle there?
Yeah, because the Boulder Highway is here.
Okay.
Boulder House is here.
Right.
Motorhomes is all the way.
And Sand Hill is there?
Sand Hill, yeah, Sand Hill is like, I don't know, some.
Yeah. Oh. Just to the east of the motorhome site.
So this gentleman, I think, wants to talk.
I don't know.
Yo tengo una pregunta. ¿Puedo hablar en español?
Yeah, if you want to open a public comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go back to public comment. I just... thought it would be. okay.
Okay. Mi nombre es Eric Robles. Vivo en el área.
His name is Eric Robles. He lives in the area.
Y solamente vengo porque yo recibí esta notificación. Quería yo ver qué tan grave es, porque tengo a mi hija con alto nivel de plomo y ya tengo más de 2 años con ese problema. ¿Y qué tanto me afectaría a mí?
He lives in the area and he wants to see how big of an impact this will take because his daughter has breathing.
She has a high level of lead exposure.
Lead exposure.
Y una enfermera está yendo cada 3 meses a ver a mi hija porque su nivel de plomo es demasiado elevado.
Her daughter has in-home care coming in because she has a high level of exposure of lead.
Okay.
But he said it's...
So the question, I guess, would be is, does your paint have a lot of lead? What are your mitigations for the air?
We have the paint booth. I mean, we have all the regulations.
Will there be any outdoor painting?
No. Everything is... all the paint we're doing... inside the warehouse, And we had the pain booth.
You've had it before.
So you'll have a paint booth that will keep all of the chemicals?
Inside.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Will there be any work being done outside of the shop?
Paint, nothing. Outside of the shop, nothing.
Okay, well, any repairs or any sort of other? Because what I'm getting is that we're worried about potential chemicals or other sort of air contaminants that might bleed over.
We don't have any potential chemicals outside.
Okay.
Everything is inside the warehouse, and all the chemicals is in special cabinets.
Okay, does someone
so all the painting is done in the boot with an air extractor, so all the stuff, and you have filters.
We have the intake, and we have the exhaust.
Yeah, to get it out. Okay, so before it goes out, it goes through a filter.
And
staff
has some comments.
I have a comment. So yes, to confirm in the agenda sheet, it does say that you are going to have the painting indoors, but this application specifically is saying that the existing building is going to stay the same, it's just the use is going to change. Mm-hmm. Right now, there is an auto body retail store, they are moving, and then the vehicle paint body shop is coming in. Mm-hmm. Now, along with this application, there's two shade structures that the new tenant is going to add. This is not for painting, this is just for vacuuming and washing. What the application is
mm-hmm.
for.
Yes.
Regarding...
Yeah, because we are outside, and the metal building, do you have the picture over there?
Mm-hmm.
We just do vacuum washing before go inside to paint.
Okay, let's convey this to our friends.
The shaded areas he had, it says here that they were not permitted, so he didn't build it. They were already there.
That's what the design review is for, is that something new is added to the property, and that's just what the two shade structures are for. They are painted to match the existing building, and that's basically what it's for, is the new use coming in and the two shade structures.
Okay.
And to confirm the painting will be
inside. Okay, so those two shaded areas just for washing
and vacuum.
Vacuuming the vehicles, and then it says something about the trash enclosure.
Why don't we pause for a minute so we can share what we've
right.
Oh, you got to translate, that's right.
I forgot.
Tenemos un, es como un building de metal,
mm-hmm.
que afuera solamente hacemos como lavar los carros y darles vacío antes de que van a ir adentro para pintar.
So we're just going to clean and wash it, but to paint it, we're going to do it inside. But just to clean it before we get to the customer, we're going to do it outside.
I just wanted to know. And que no le afectara más a mi hijo, porque mi hija está en el exagerador, ¿no? Y estamos, ya tenemos dos años que no sube, baja. No se han dicho que es muy peligroso su nivel que tiene.
Okay. Sí, bueno, porque nosotros apenas vamos a entrar. Bueno, apenas entramos, ahora estamos pidiendo un permiso para
poder traer. Okay. All right. How do we... Okay.
Es una garantía de que es seguro el...
Sí, pues, o sea, luego como para el permiso que estamos pidiendo es porque por el metal que no estaba ahí afuera y para poderlo tener. Pero ahí no, o sea, afuera no se va a hacer ningún trabajo. Todo el trabajo se hace hasta el main building que está hasta la border highway.
Sí, he visto el taller de ustedes porque yo vivo ahí cerca.
Uh-huh.
Y pues yo nada más quería asegurarme de que todo esté en regla. No nos perjudica, la verdad.
Sí. No, pues como te digo, toda la pintura, todos los químicos, la ciudad nos exige tener gabinetes especiales donde tienen que ir los químicos. Para la hora de pintar. Todos los carros tienen que estar adentro del spray booth porque tienen filtros que filtran todo lo que
va a llegar al aire. Nada se va a hacer al aire.
Todo va a ser
al aire. So everything's going to be inside. Yeah, everything's going to be inside.
Yo le puedo dar un teléfono del condado.
I can give you a phone number from the county. So if something is happening, you can call the county. so you can see the quality of the air. This department takes care of the quality, right? So you can call their service and something
like that. Quality, ellos nos visitan
the air
cada
quality department. They
no nos
come
dicen
to
que
the
shop.
They just show
dos,
up,
meses.
Surprise, and they do
surprise
inspection to our shop.
Constantemente ellos nos están checando.
Constantly, they're checking our shop.
Sí, yo lo único es que quiero es que,
that's the only thing I'm concerned because
¿es todo seguro?
It's going to be everything is safe, everything is secure.
No es,
it's
no
not,
quiero es,
I'm not
como ser una mala persona, sino
like I don't
know,
be a
no,
person,
no,
but
entiendo,
my kid is in this,
entiendo,
and I want to make sure my kids are safe.
La salud de tu niña,
I understand,
entiendo,
yes,
entiendo.
It's safe to your kid, so I understand.
Correcto.
Okay.
Any other questions?
And then, just a quick question. It says the trash enclosure will be relocated. You're going to move the trash where
yeah,
it is closing or not, right?
We used to have the trash enclosure here, but it's too close from the building to the gate, and we have to have at least, I think it's like 19,
mm-hmm.
and it's too close, so that's why we're relocated to back of the building.
But it's going to be the same thing, close,
yeah,
door
yeah,
and everything,
yeah.
Nobody can get in there.
Yeah,
okay.
No, everything's going to be the
yeah.
same.
Okay. All right.
How long have you been in business? How long have you been
from,
in that location?
Oh, in this location?
Yeah, in this location.
Oh, from January.
Oh, so you're relatively new to mm-hmm. this area.
Well, we are in the business from 2015.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to be in Henderson, then we moved to Clark, really close. It's Mojave.
Uh-huh.
It's really close from where we now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we are in the business from a long time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
the
like
hazardous
said,
materials and all that,
yes.
you have everything contained.
Yeah, we know all the chemicals have to be in special containers.
Right.
We gotta replace paint filters at least every 3 weeks, depends how we use the paint. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Can you plan on staying in business a while? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a family business. So.
Okay. Sure. All
right.
Alrighty, everybody. Do we have a motion?
Motion for approval.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
Good luck.
It's almost Halloween. Listen, I can say happy Halloween for the next few days if I feel like it. All right, moving on. Next, we will move on to general business. Do we have general business?
Yes, Chair. Just a reminder that town board applications are due. Thank you. I think we're just missing yours, Dorothy.
I know. I'll talk to you.
Okay, thank you. And then also, we have our budget. I apologize, I wasn't here last meeting, but as a reminder, you request, this is where you vote on your budget and what are your requests. Last year, you requested code enforcement increase and staff and longer hours and then street lights. And then this year so far, I have a new tripod, which has been ordered.
Oh! Oh my!
Yes, look at that.
We're getting something we want.
Not these streetlights.
We'll take what we can get.
Yeah. Well,
so,
did they have longer hours?
They did extend the hours. They filled the position, so they don't extend it afterwards, but they added Saturdays, mainly with the advent of short-term rentals, and. They just filled all the positions that were vacant. So
that's good.
They also added, there was a higher demand for animal control, so they brought that up.
Okay.
It's all under the same umbrella, code enforcement and animal control. So aside from the tripod, do you guys want to add anything else?
Oh.
I think she wants a bigger hammer.
I thought you talked about that last week, so I forgot about what. So this is our budget requests. I mean, it does feel like the streetlight thing is being addressed in some way with these new programs, right?
Yes, Tuesday, we're going to enact a new ordinance for the scrap metal yards to create higher penalties and more restrictions on how they purchase scrap metal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Violations on the scrap metal yards.
I haven't. What about in terms of Metro? Like, does that apply to it? That budgeting is separate, probably.
So Metro just asks for some amount of money.
Okay.
It's actually like 70% of our Clark County's budget, and then we just give it to them.
Oh, okay.
And then they decide what to do with it.
Because I feel like this particular area is a little bit lacking compared to maybe other areas. At least that's what I've heard in terms of like how long people are waiting when they call for the cops.
That would be a Metro request through Metro.
Okay, so that's not something we can request. Any other ideas?
I've been waiting for street cleaning forever. So Palm Fronds, from when it was windy, 70 mile an hour winds last spring, have not been cleaned up in my neighborhood. And the graffiti on the walls.
So that's private property.
Oh.
So we called them. Oh. They need to fix it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we give them 30 days.
Oh, so the owners have to.
The owners.
I guess I can't think of anything.
No.
We requested street sweepers.
Yeah. It
takes about 3 to 5 years to get one in.
Yeah.
Like an actual street sweeper.
Oh, so the one, because sometimes I do see one in my street. I live in Las Vegas Drive, the Vegas Valley, right? Sometimes I see one coming in, and then it goes, so that's not ours then.
That is.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
I think you said
so
there's only
some,
two or something like that, right?
We have a couple, but they always, when it's windy, they get, and we don't go into the sidewalks, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, but it was so small, we can do that type of maintenance.
Uh-huh.
But not anymore. We don't build neighborhoods like that anymore because of that reason. We just don't have the money for it to go in, or the staff.
What can we ask for? Oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to say something?
No.
What can we ask for in terms of, I feel like the encampment situation is worsening. Is that something, like what?
So we have an ordinance on Tuesday that if folks don't move, they can go to jail.
Oh, well, that's also sad. Isn't there like some way we could like, I don't know.
Into services?
Well, yeah, I'm like, could we ask for like, that's different budget, probably those services and that kind of thing.
So we do cleanups constantly, and the reason that they're just, you see them more often is because we're displacing them more and more and more. We've increased that budget. That includes code enforcement, street sweepers. So all of that, we're focusing on homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see them more, because we're displacing them more.
Okay. Unrelated, but I have a question for after.
There was open fires on Escondido up from the library as I was leaving school last week, I think it was, because we parked, you know, we have a separate building now for the Osher Lifelong Learning. And so I'm pulling out, and yes, it was in a barbecue, but there were flames. And the encampment, I mean, and I thought, if I were a parent whose kid was potentially going to UNLV, and I walked or drove around that area, my kid would be going to one other college so quickly.
It's everywhere, too, because I've been on the west
flames,
side of it.
They were cooking or this or that, and I thought, who do you call and what do you do? And it's a moot point, and life goes on. And I thought, this is a walking danger. Little, you know, barbecues. But the flames were just going. And it wasn't like they were warming themselves. They were going to be cooking. It was, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I saw encampments in Spring Valley off of, like, Rainbow.
So it's
valley-wide. Yeah, it's everywhere.
People in Summerlin, right? People always like to call us and say it doesn't happen in Summerlin. But
yeah,
we have video that people send us from Summerlin.
But
including
not
their
as
street
much.
Lights.
Yeah, but not as
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I've been noticing it, but it just seems like it's getting, I just don't know what the answer is, but I don't think
so
it's anything
quick question
we can request.
With the street lights. So you guys are fixing the street lights little by little as you go, right?
So right now, with the amount of money and the amount of people that keep calling them, if we started right now with the existing, if people stopped pulling them, we would finish in 2 years. Because that's how many people. Because though it takes 20 minutes to pull a street light. Mm-hmm. To put three poles in, it takes about, it's a crew about 7 to 5 people, 2 bucket trucks, and half a day. Mm. So people are working in 20-minute increments when to fix it, because it's much easier to pull than it is to push.
Well, they're stripping ACs. Did you see in the arts district, like a bunch of businesses got the copper stripped
out
of
the pizza place.
Yeah.
So we are doing solar lights, which takes money. We're stringing them up.
Yeah.
So now we have more wires up top,
everywhere.
Which causes, if it's windy, it causes more outages.
My God, is just electrocuted as they're pulling.
It's terrible.
We had 2 City of Las Vegas workers electrocuted when they were trying to fix it because they jam it, and they were in the hospital for weeks.
Oh, I didn't mean for the good guys.
Yeah. So it is a struggle.
I was like, I feel like we're living in like some weird times. Yeah.
So we are by the time it gets to you guys, it's already been on our list a lot.
And I have no, that's all
what
I got.
I would rather just see any money that we have.
Because we're talking about fixing it, but what
animal
do
control. Because there were always lost animals.
Sure,
tonight, there was a big, beautiful.
I think that's what she said that
yeah,
the budget
we
went to last year.
Maybe, can we, how do we know, for example, because sometimes you told us yourself that
you
it looks legit. It looks like they're actually workers, and we don't
right,
know.
Right.
I don't know. If you can solve homelessness and have people lie, that'd be great. Because that's the same issue, right?
Everybody thinks they can solve homelessness. I met this lady last week, and she was like, said something, and then she went off on her. I was like, mm-hmm, yeah. I was like,
and it's,
I'm sure you'd solve it in 2 weeks.
Our county's actually leading the way in homelessness.
Yeah.
They're like, convert hotels and motels. We are.
Yes, I went to that meeting with McCartney. McCartney was talking about that.
So we've been doing that since COVID, but we just don't advertise it because then people say, "Don't not in my backyard."
Yeah.
We had business owners saying, "You're devaluing my property," and then they're trying to sue our county.
Yeah, they don't think living on the street is devaluing or in their parking lot.
Well, it was a bit of drama in my own neighborhood, and I'm like, I mean, it's
so
everyone wants it gone, but yeah, no one wants it in their. It's silly.
Anything else?
I was just curious,
sorry,
when it comes to the budget, is that public information? I was thinking I could review that, and then I might have some better suggestions.
Yeah, every year we review budget, so it's
okay.
So everyone takes input, right? From like the social worker who says they need more blankets for the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Clark County does. Clark County is the largest provider of social services. So the cities, Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, they don't do that. We do. We do foster care. We have the airport. We have UMC. So all these departments provide all of the feedback, and then from there, they start making sort of life safety first. They'll do the life safety budget items, and then they'll keep going down. So that's why when they're looking at a bucket truck for lights and they're looking at more budgets for social workers to keep an eye on the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have any bright ideas this year, so.
But you got the tripod.
We got our tripod, so it's a win.
So what I recommend is always go to other cities and try to research what they're doing.
Okay.
But also unincorporated Clark County, because we have very limited ability in our code on what we can do, because the state prevents us from enacting things. So like redevelopment agencies, we have to go up to the legislature and change the law to be able to create our own funds for schools so we can put money in the schools on the east side. So that's a legislative change before anything. For homelessness, right? We had to wait until the Supreme Court decision was done on the outdoor camping. So counties or cities, and then we would just have to wait and change the legislature.
Okay.
Just coming up, so right now is a good time to come up with ideas.
And maybe we'll grow up and have a real legislature that doesn't meet every 2 years, that meets like every year.
My boss has been proposing when he was up there for 20 years a new bill for that.
It
would be nice if everyone was here.
To the community are so confused even about voting because they're not understanding that Shelley Berkeley can't be voted for if you're living on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
And so we've, you know, in 47 years, there's been this demarcation line That only took me about 10 years to get in my head that I wasn't in the city. And then with the county, you've got all the little pockets. So everybody's got their, you know,
And Winchester and Paradise cannot be absorbed into the cities. It's in the state constitution.
Oh. How delightful. You know, that is wild. Just because of the strip. Yeah. I did not know that. So in theory, like Enterprise could be like, we want to be a city at some point. I mean, probably nobody has any idea they can do that.
Sunrise Manor has been trying to create their own city, but that increases everyone's taxes because you have to have your own fire, your own police, your own services.
That's why they don't do it.
Municipal services, so people don't realize that their taxes increase. Library districts, all of that stuff. We save money, like economies of scale, right?
Right.
So you have to then provide your own water reclamation, all of that stuff. And then when people are like, oh, that's more expensive, I'm like, yes.
I remember when Ralph Lamb, or one of the Lamb brothers, because there were a myriad of them, would shoot out parking meters, because they didn't, when we started to get parking meters here, and he was a sheriff, and he had various and sundry relatives that had other minor positions. But coming from, you know, the small, relatively small city in Connecticut, but we were normal since the 1600s, I thought, shooting out parking meters? This is 1970-something. I mean, before you were born, but nonetheless.
I did want to wrap up this item because we still are in a meeting. So,
okay. So yeah, if we don't have any other suggestions that we can legitimately ask for, let's move on to comments by the general public.
You have to vote on the budget.
Oh, just kidding.
Oh, we have.
So I can do new tripod, and then I can do code enforcement, increase staff again, and street lights again.
Coffee machine.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself. I was excited. Do you want to say perhaps then? You do make a fair point with the animal control, and you said that they had asked for more animal control.
They just increased it.
Oh, so okay, we don't need to request an extra increase.
Unless you see like there's an uptick, and we see that it mirrors our data, more uptick in calls than.
Because I keep hearing that there's no room. People on the next door are constantly, I found a kitten, I found a dog, I found three kittens. You know, you can't bring them anywhere because they're not taking them. They're too full. So
the Animal Foundation is correct. So the Animal Foundation is another separate thing. Mm-hmm. That's a nonprofit.
Right.
That works with us.
Well, maybe if they were offered some money, they would
No, they did.
We just did give them more money.
Aren't they publicly funded? They're like the largest publicly funded shelter in the U.S.
Yeah. So I don't think have jurisdiction over that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm fine to roll over from last year then.
Okay.
If ever, I mean, if you guys have, I can't think of anything better.
Just coffee. Okay.
I think one year we tried to ask for nicer chairs, but I mean, the tripod is.
Right.
I don't think, that didn't really. Chairs work
chairs
this is
fun.
Not a paradise meeting. We're not here that long.
Yeah.
All right, then. Can we do a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is that correct? Did we do that correctly?
Perfect.
Okay. Aye. Now we may have comments by the judge. would anyone from the general public have any comments? No. Perfect. Our next meeting date will be November 12th, 2024. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. Oh, boy.
You know what would be better?